Vayter in Shabbos from Daf Gimel, picking up on Daf Gimel, six lines down, next part of the Mishnah. We said the following, Harini Kazev, a person says, I am like this, and he's going to be a Nazir. Now, the Gemara points out that we said about a person says that I'm going to be handsome, and that he's considered a Nazir. We said, we explained that meaning only if he's holding his hair. So we're going to say now the following is, Nehi Nami, the toughest Besairo. In this case, when the guy says, I'm like this, even if he's holding his hair, it still wouldn't help for anything. Harini Kazev, Lo Amar. Harini Kazeh Lo Amar, saying, I'm like this, he didn't say anything. It doesn't mean anything. Maybe all the guy is saying is that I'm like my hair, which doesn't really mean anything, and therefore it doesn't really help. Even if we say, like we said yesterday, is that he's holding his hair. Amar Shmuel Kagoche Nazir over Lefano. We're talking about a case where a Nazir is walking in front of him, and since the walker is walking in front of him, and he says, I'm like this, therefore he is considered a Nazir as well. Next part of the mission, he says, Harini Misalsel. Somebody says, I am hereby to be misalsel, then he's a nazir. How do we know that this word silsel here means where it's just something along the lashon of curling? How do we know I'm referring to curling hair, and therefore the guy is considered a nazir? Says Gemara, we had this in Megillah and in Rosh Hashanah. And that is that the maidservant of Rabbi said to a person, how long are you going to curl your hair? So therefore we know that the lashon of this type of lashon is lashon of curling and the hair. Ema Torah Dichsiv, says the guy, hold on 1 second, maybe not. Why don't we say that it's talking about Torah? And it's not talking about being anything to do with Nazirus. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, Salsalea usiro memeka. Pasuk says, explore the Torah and it will uplift you. So how do we know that Tassel actually means hair and it doesn't mean the Teda itself? Amar Shmuel, Hachinami Shetassel Besayo. We also are talking about a case where the guy is holding onto his hair at the time that he says the statement, and therefore we know it's talking about curls of the hair. Tosso says that we're talking about a case, what he means to be saying, there's some sort of mitzvah that's to do with my hair. Therefore, the guy's going to be a Nazir. Next part of the Mishnah says, Harini Mechalkel. Someone says, I am hereby to be Mechalkel. He's considered a Nazir. Mimai, the Hadain Kilkel Sairahu. How do you know that this Lashon of Kilkel is talking about hair, and therefore the person is a Nazir? Kedithnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Shabbos. This is talking about, the whole discussion over here is talking about if somebody puts in their hair a type of lime, and you're not allowed to go ahead and bring that from, or bringing it from a Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaRabim, or vice versa on Shabbos. Kedithnan, Sid Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kedei Losid Kilkul. How much do you have to be carrying in order to consider it's really called carrying? If he says enough to be able to put a kilkul of Amar Rav, and Rav said, explaining that, Bas Tzida, which is the hair of the temple. So therefore we know, meaning the temple, meaning the side of a person's head, that part, the temple. Therefore, we know it's talking about hair. In fact, the Gemara, who says, maybe what he meant is to support something, to sustain them. Maybe what he means is sustaining the poor, like we find by Yosef at the very end of Sefer Bereishis. Yosef sustained and supported his father and his brothers. Maybe all this guy is saying by saying such a lashon is he's going to give money to the poor, and there's no shaykhus, the idea of Nazir. So how do we know it means a Nazir? Amar Shmuel, Hachanami Shetazu Besai. We're talking about a case also when he's touching, was holding onto his hair, and therefore we know that he's referencing the concept of hair. Next part of the Mishnah said, Arei Alai L'Shaleach Pera Hareza Nazir. If someone says, it is hereby on me to grow pera, tresses, meaning of hair, he's considered locks of hair, then he's considered a nazir. How do you know that this means, a lashon of shiluch here means a lashon of growing? As Tosa says, also lashon gidol. How do we know this is a lashon of gidol? The Siv is, the pasuk says, shlochayich pardes rimonim. Your growths are an orchard of pomegranates. That's this is in Shir Shirim. This is the growths of hair are like an orchard of pomegranates. In fact, the Gemara, maybe not, maybe it's the opposite. Ema midi davure. Why don't we say maybe it means to actually remove and to get rid of? Kiddushiv, like a pasuk says, v'sholeach mayim al panichutzos, and send the water upon the field. In this case, we're doing is sending away the hair, meaning they're getting rid of it, we're clearing it away, which gives us nothing to do with the idea of Nazirus. And for the Gemara, Tana, this Tana who's saying that it means to grow, para, para, y'all, if he learns out of Gezer Shava, para, para. We have one pasuk in Yechezkel, which is saying, Ufera lo yishalechu, this is talking about the Kohanim. That is that their hair, they are not able to let them grow. A Kohen is not allowed to do the avoda of its hair. It's very long. So the lashon of shiluach pera means the lashon of growing. Siv hacha kadosh yegadol pera says over here by the idea of being a ned of Niziris, of being a nazir, kol yimei neder nizo ta'ar lo yaver al rosh. The full pasuk says you can't have this a razor go on the head. And ad melos hayamim sheyazel Hashem kadosh yegadol pera sarosho. And then we have Ksiv Hasam, Gabi Kohen Hedge, but a regular Kohen, Uferlu Yishalechu, you're not allowed to growing out. So what do we see over here? A regular Kohen, not allowed to grow it out for more than 30 days. And the Gezeirah Shava is coming to show that Shiluach Pera in Yecheskel means that hair should grow long. That's how we know that Shiluach over here doesn't mean to get rid of, but rather to make it grow. V'boizema, another answer, remember the pasuk we brought from Eov was coming to say that it means to get rid of. Vibaisema, hi shaleach mayim. This shaleach mayim nami riboyhu. It doesn't mean to get rid of, but actually it also means to grow. So it's not even a question in the first place. The explanation of that pasuk is the chad mashkin lemaya lepera viravi, that when they water the fruit trees, they're going to grow, which means that we see who's causing it to grow, and therefore it's not something which is getting rid of, but rather to grow, period. Rabbi Meir Omer Nazir. And if someone goes and says, it's on me, the Chiev of Tziporim, of birds. The Meir says he is a Nazir. The Chacham says he's not a Nazir. Say he's not a Nazir. Now the Gemara breaks it down. My time with Rabbi Meir, what's Pshat in Rabbi Meir that he says a person says, Harei Tziporim, that he is considered a Nazir? What's the Pshat? Amar Yesh Lakish, Tziporim smuchin l'sear kibel olav. There's a pasuk that has the word birds, which is right next to the word hair, and that's what he's accepting upon himself. So when he says the lashon of harei alei tziporin, what he means is that hair is upon me, and referencing the concept of nazir. The pasuk says, ad di sarei kinishrin revav v'tifrohi kitziporin. A pasuk in Daniel, which means till his hair was grown like the feathers of eagles, and his nails like the claws of birds. Rabbi Meir, Savar Meir is of the opinion, Matvis Inish B'midi D'Samachle. A person gets caught, gets grabbed by something that's close to the thing that he had said, that he has in mind when he says something. So when he goes ahead and he says a particular word, it could mean, it doesn't mean a particular word, but something that's very close to the word. It's like a password, like a keyword that he's saying. So when he says this idea of, oh, the birds, he means the words that's next to the birds, and that particular thing which is next to the birds is the idea of hair. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, this is considered a neder, and therefore the person is considered a nazir. Beep, turn the page, give them a base. Rabbana Sever, they hold. Lomat besinish b'midi d'samachle. No, you don't go ahead and start connecting and attaching things and, you know, and grabbing on to the things which are right next to it. It doesn't work like that. The guy said birds. He just means the word birds. And he didn't say anything. He's not called a nazir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. He explains differently. The Kuliam, he says, everybody agrees, lo matvis. Really, you don't grab onto things that are right next to it. Rather, Elahainu Tam Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir that he says it is considered like a nazir? If a person says, I take upon the birds, like a nazir. The Cheshin and Shemet Tzipori Nazir Tami Kibelov. We know that if there's a nazir Tami, a nazir who becomes Tami has to bring a carbon, and that is birds he's got to bring over here. That's what he meant when he says the statement that Tzipori Nazir Tami he's taken upon himself. So he's saying this thing which could include birds, if there's Tumah involved, therefore he becomes a Nazir. Frak the Gemara, Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, Michti, Chayshinan Ka'amar. Now hold on 1 second. Rabbi Yochanan, when he's explaining to Mary, he says, Chayshinan, that we are assuming over here that he took upon himself these birds of a Nazir Tame. But if it's not clear that this is Naziris, so we have a question. Dilmat Tziporin Nadava Kibalov. Maybe just accept that upon himself, Tziporin Nadava, to go ahead and give birds as a sacrifice with nothing to do with Nazirus. And therefore, we don't say it's a Nazir. So the Gemara, no, it can't be. You know why? Because Imkain, if that was true, all he wanted to do is to give birds as some sacrifice. Hare alai Cain mi boile. He should have said Cain. Cain means a nest. He should have just said, I'm accepting upon myself a nest of birds. The fact that he didn't say that must be that he means he's taking upon himself a net there. In fact, the Gemara, hold on a second. Vadilma, hare alai tzipori mitzora kamer. Maybe he's saying he's taking upon
upon himself the tziporim of a mitzora. A mitzora is someone who gets saras, and then we know when he gets better, he has to bring some birds. So maybe that's what he says over here. So what's Rabbi Meir saying? That we're saying that for sure he's a Nazir. And says, Gemara, you're going to show you a Nazir with a Fadav, like we said in the past. It's talking about a case when a Nazir was walking by. So since a Nazir was walking by, and he says, it's upon me, those are birds, therefore it's going to be attached to the idea of Nazir, not to Mitzora. And then we say it's enough to say the person's going to be a Nazir, at least going to Rabbi Meir. In fact, Gemara, Vidoma Nazir Tameh, Ulefocho Min Carbono Selfcomer. Maybe the Nazir walked by was Tameh. And this, he's just saying that he's going to pater him from his karbanos, he's saying. Meaning he's not saying he's a nazir, but rather what he's saying is that he's going to take upon himself to give this nazir the birds that's necessary. Says the Gemara, no, okay, go and show your nazir tahor over the phone. We're talking about a case where there's a nazir tahor who's walking by, so there's no reason to think that that's what he's doing over here. My benayu, in effect, the Gemara, okay, so we have two answers here. Reish Lakish explaining Reb Meir, and Reb Yochanan explaining Reb Meir. Either way, everything fits in place. So what's the difference between these two cases, these two explanations? Meaning the first explanation was hair, because he was holding his hair as he said it, or the Nazir Tamir Shtikol. The difference between them is, Kigon Da'amar Tziporin Hasmuchin L'Seir Alai. If somebody says that a chiyuv of birds that are mentioned in reference to hair is on me, even though he said it like this, if a nazir is walking by, so then yes, but he low. If not, then no. Because, like we said earlier, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when you have one word and another word next to it in a pasuk, we don't go ahead and be, we're not matvis in such a thing, and therefore it's not considered. And then the good neder, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, called Rabbi Shimon Lakish, a.k.a. Reish Lakish. So we do consider that some such a neder, something that's close to another idea. Even if the nazir is not passing in front of him, when he says it, he's still going to be a nazir, because we have the words in the pasuk that birds are actually referencing the concept of hair when they say it. Frankly, Gemara, though, and the whole concept here, that's machlokas, that they, it's lo matvis or matvis, mika lamanda amr, lo matvis inish, but milsa de samachlay. Is it really true? Is there anyone that could say that a person is not able to be referring to to a vow, to something which is next to the thing which he said, which he had in mind? But tiny ones in the bride is seemingly not like that. There's someone who comes along and he says, yamin harezu shavua. Right hand, they say, Yamin Harezu Shavua, this is considered a swear. The Mefarsh explains, it's talking about Omer, Yamin Shalo Ochel Kikazeh Harezu Shavua, that's considered a Shavua. Now, what's Pshat? Because the person said the word right hand. My time, what's Pshat saying, Yamin, that it's going to become something that's a Shavua? La Mishum Dechsev, it's not because of the fact that it says in the Pasuk in Daniel, this right hand is talking about Shavua, as it says, Vayarim Yamino Smolo El Shamayim Vayishava Bechei Olam. So we say that, what is he? He lift up his right hand and his left hand to Shamayim, and he swore by the one, Bechei Olam, the one who lives forever. So what do we see? He said the word right hand, and we say it's considered a swear. Why? Because at the end of the pasuk has the word Vayishava. So that means everyone must hold that we do hold of this idea of matvis inish b'milsa d'samachle. Why are you saying we don't? Amri leis, Gemara says back, no. Amri lo. That's not pshat. It's not because it's connected to something else, but rather, mishum d'yamin gufa hikri shvua, just the right hand itself, alone, by itself, is considered a shvua. If someone just says right hand, the time is we learned in a braisa minayin lama yamin shi shavua. How do we know that? Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, nishba Hashem b'mimon Hashem is sworn by his right hand. So what do you see? The word right hand itself is considered minayin lama small shi shavua. It was small. Shenemar uvizro uzo, and the arm of his strength, and by the arm of his strength. Now, from the fact that the pasuk says Nishba Hashem Bimino Uvizra Uzo, the fact that he ends up the words Vizra Uzo, we already said Yamino Mitzvah Uzra Uzo is talking about his left hand. And even if you say the word small, I mean that if you say small, that itself is considered like a shvua as well. Therefore, you have no right to say that everyone's that Matfis Inish Bemilsa De Samachlei. Maybe not. This isn't a right to say one way or the other. Zuck the next Mishnah. We know there's a few different aspects of becoming a Nazir. You person can't have grapes, you can't become a tummy mace, you can't have to grow their hair long. And it's not just grapes, but it's also grape seeds, it's also the grape skins, It's also the, you know, again, like we said, hair cutting. So now this Mishnah we're going to talk about right now is talking about making a Naziris when you only talk about one part of the Naziris. The Burton says, Harini Nazir min Chatzanim. I'm a Nazir from grape seeds. Umin Azagim, where he says, I'm a Nazir from grape skins. Umin Atiglachas, I'm a Nazir from getting a haircut, from cutting my hair. Min Amatumma, he says, I'm a Nazir from Tumma. Harei Zenazir, that works. You use part of it, you get all of it. The Chol Digduke Naziris, the love, and all the details of Naziris are going to happen to him, even though he only spoke about one of them, all of them comes together. Zok the Heilige Gemara, Masnisa the Lok Rabbi Shimon, not Lok Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya. We looked at the Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Eino Chayav, a person is not going to be Naziris, Achidim Akulam, unless he's minded himself from everything, from all these things, not from only one of them in particular, but from all of them. Rabbanan, Rabbanan say, Afil lo Nazar, Ella Bechad Minon. Even the Rabbanan say, even if you only Nazir on one of them, Hari Nazir, a person is considered a Nazir. Yechayev and all these things. So it must be that this is not going in the world of Rabbi Shimon. What exactly is the machlokus here? My time with Rabbi Shimon, what's pshat Rabbi Shimon that he says you got to do everything over here? Eino chayev achi yudom akulam. I'm a crow because we have in the pasuk, full pasuk says, kol yimei nizro mikol asher yasem migefen hayayin mechasanim v'adzag lo yochel. All of these materials from anything, from the grapevine, from the seeds and the skin, he shall not eat. So let's read inside now. I'm a crow. Mikol asher yaseh migefen hayayin mechasanim v'adzag. We started off in the general sense of mikol shayyasa migefen hayayin, and then we started talking about specifics, mechatzanim v'adzag, which means when you start to say one of them, you have to say all of them. If you don't say one of them, then it's not taken upon. V'rabbanan, my time with Shabbat, the Rabbanan, even one of them, then you're taking on everything. You say, I'm just not from the grape skin or from the grape seeds or whatever, then I'm going to also say to it, then it's everything. I'm across, the pasuk says, miyayin v'sheicher yazir. He has to be Yazir, means to abstain from new wine and aged wine, which is telling us that a Naziris, someone who makes a Naziris, which only mentions wine, is also going to work in making a person do a Nazir, even though he only mentioned part of it. Now, Frek the Gemara of Rav Shimon, Haksiv Miyan V'Shech Yazir, it does say that Lashon over here, like the Rabbanan says, how does Rav Shimon say, why would he say it's enough just to say part of it? It says, no, Ahumi Baile, that's needed for something else. Lesor Yein Mitzvah Kiyein Rishus. Which we're going to leave as a cliffhanger and explain this tomorrow, which the Gemara will continue up from there. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.